I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Qualifying begins today in several nationally watched elections around Georgia. Four Republicans are seeking to replace term-limited Governor Nathan Deal. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle is the fundraising leader. The race also includes Secretary of State Brian Kemp, State Senator Michael Williams, and former State Senator Hunter Hill. Two former state representatives, Stacey Abrams and Stacey Evans, are running for governor on the Democratic side. If she wins, Abrams would become the nation's first African-American female governor. In the 6th Congressional District, incumbent Karen Handel will face Democratic challengers Bobby Capel and Kevin Abel. Handel defeated Democrat John Ossoff in a special election last year. Jury selection begins today in the high-profile murder trial of Tex MacIver. MacIver, a prominent Atlanta lawyer, is accused in the fatal shooting of his wife, Diane, in September of 2016. MacIver, his wife, and a friend were driving near Piedmont Park when police say Tex, who was sitting in the back seat, shot his wife, Diane, in the back as she was sitting in the front passenger seat. Tex has always claimed that the gun went off accidentally when he dozed off. But Fulton County prosecutors say he knew exactly what he was doing, saying that his motive was financial. He's currently on house arrest. Payless Shoes is offering condolences to the family of a 2-year-old girl who was killed by a falling mirror inside one of its suburban Atlanta stores. According to Riverdale Police, Ifra Sadiq was found severely injured on Friday night at the store. She was pronounced dead at the hospital. Sadiq's family tells 11 Alive that the mirror was not secured properly and said it was so heavy that they could barely pull it off of the toddler. Payless issued the following statement on Saturday night, saying our deepest sympathies go out to the family of Ifra Sadiq during this time of incredible loss. We are devastated by this tragic event and are fully cooperating with authorities to research and understand the nature of this incident. Unquote. Civil rights icon and Representative John Lewis was in Selma, Alabama this weekend to mark the 53rd anniversary of Bloody Sunday. The Montgomery Advertiser reports that thousands of people joined Lewis in a march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge yesterday afternoon to commemorate a day where marchers, including Lewis, were beaten, tear-gassed, and trampled while fighting for the right to vote in 1965. At a church service earlier in the day, Lewis urged Congress to reinstate a section of the Voting Rights Act struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2013. It set a formula for the federal government to use to identify jurisdictions with a history of racial discrimination in voting. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.